Blog Talk Radio.
Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. We'd like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about thinkbigradio.com. Have you spread the word today?
Big day, thinkbigradio.com listeners. Big here, your host tonight. Got our exciting guest on here, Quay Morgan Hill. She's going to excite you guys, and she's going to tell you a little bit about her story. Mrs. Hill, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Great, great. Now, before we get started, let's make sure we get out all of your contact information. How would you like our listeners to reach you?
You can reach me on social media, Facebook and Instagram, particularly at Quay Morgan Hill. That's Q-U-I-A Morgan Hill. Again, that's Quay Morgan Hill. I'm pretty active on social media, so you can definitely catch me there. You can Google my name and get in contact with me. You can also email me at quaymorganhill@gmail.com as well.
Okay, can you spell that for some of our listeners who may be listening from the app and don't see the information?
Absolutely. Quay, that's Q-U-I-A, and then Morgan, M-O-R-G-A-N-H-I-L-L, Quay Morgan Hill.
All right, great. So, Ms. Hill, can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, like where you're from, where you're at, small family, large family, just a little bit of history?
Absolutely. Well, I'm from Ohio, Sandusky, Ohio. People know Cedar Point. But I reside in Columbus, Ohio now. I have a husband. I'm 25. I have two kids. They're babies, 4 and 3. And I also have my own radio show, actually radio station. So, and I've been doing media for about 4.5 years now. I interned, you know, behind the scenes, mostly doing production. I got a job, opportunity. I can't even say a job, an opportunity to actually do a radio show at a radio station. And then I decided to, you know, take a leap of faith and actually start my own station, so my own radio station. That's what I've been doing ever since, and so far it's been going good. I can't complain at all. Yeah, I have Jetsons Radio Columbus, and then we have Jetsons Radio D.C., which is my sister that's in Washington, D.C. So.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about when you first decided to start your radio station, Jetsons Radio. What type of format were you deciding on doing?
Really, I was just looking for something with low overhead, to be honest with you, at first.
Okay, that's great.
So that's how I was looking at it at first. I was like, you know, I want to have something different. You know, I just don't want to do what everyone else is doing, but I need something to be low overhead because, like I said, I have two small babies, so I was trying to, you know, do it on a budget. And then I ran into some other people that were looking for basically the same opportunity that I was looking for, and we made it happen. You know, we bounced ideas off each other, and Jetsons Radio Columbus is what we came up with.
And, you know, and that's a great idea. I've actually, I like to say, stumbled upon, which was one of my favorite websites back in the day. I also have some material on Stumbled Upon. I stumbled upon you from one of our hosts, Miss Rain, and she was featured on one of your stations for, I believe it was for YouTube, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and
that's
she was
absolutely
like that you
correct.
Were someone, yeah, someone that I would definitely need to talk to, and so You know, I just wanted to say and hear live on air that, you know, I really like what you're doing. I like where you're going with your station. And would definitely want to talk about, you know, partnering in different ways so that we can maximize all of our reach.
Absolutely. That's great. This is what I'm all about, you know, helping each other. It takes a village. That's how I would think and believe in. That's how I was raised, too. So, you know, as long as everybody can, you know, work towards the goal, then I'm all for it.
Yeah. You know, one particular video I like was you like to go to a lot of different community events, and you do live interviews at those events. Tell me a little bit about how you got started doing that, and why was it a big part of your marketing?
Well, honestly, because how I do my radio show is basically my laptop and some mics here and there, so I decided to become mobile. So I was like, you know, I can really help entrepreneurs out, you know, different business owners, different businesses. Just I can help a lot of different people out if I can really come to them and show, you know, my audience exactly what it is that they have to offer. So that's what I've been doing. You know, I actually been popping up to different spots and just, you know, giving them their 5 minutes of fame. And it's been going great. You know, the only thing, though, is I'm just worried about advertisement. So I try to help people out, but, you know, it just seems in my market nobody wants to pay. But that's a whole different topic.
Right. That's and it's funny that is like that for a lot of a different market, so that you have to also find ways to be creative in order to receive those advertising dollars, so that way you can still offer, you know, some free services as well as paid services. You know, the good thing is that we had a chance to talk a couple of weeks ago, and your plans are so big, I don't even want you to reveal them online like this, because, you know, anybody could really run with them. But I know that you have great vision, and for you to be, you know, 25, and, you know, of course you're married and you've got two kids, you know, a lot of times people at this point in their life are really thinking about, you know, having a regular job and working for a place 15, 25 years or so. What made you decide that you needed something else, you know, already, and you're just kind of like starting life?
I know me, and I'm in tune with who I am, and I know a 9-to-5 is not a life goal for me. I'm big on time freedom and just having my time and being able to spend with my kids and my family. This year I lost my mom in January, so I just feel like I need to make as much memories as possible. So I'm pushing my business more than ever now this year because of that, because I want it to actually thrive, and I want to be able to have that time freedom with my family to make memories, to do the things that I want to do. And I would never be able to do that if I had a 9-to-5, if I have a boss, somebody to tell me what to do, when to do it. That's not who I am. Definitely not who I am.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you think that way, and I'm glad that you go out there and you interview, you know, a lot of big thinkers, because when you first start your business, depending on how much you know already, it's hard, and you need to get all the advertising that you can get. And you are already creating a system that not only markets, you know, these people and their businesses, but it also gets your business out there as well. Is there anybody else that takes like a real part in your business, or is it, you know, a 1-to-2-woman show?
Oh no, I got a whole team. I have a team in Canton, Ohio. Shout out to them: B. Tillman, Cass, basically, they have Jetsons Radio in Canton, Ohio, but they haven't done it in a couple of weeks. Then I also have Jetsons Radio DC, so shout out to Jazz and Tamara in Washington, D.C. But it's actually a team of us. You know, we all have the same goal in mind for the station, and that's all what we're working towards. You know, nobody is trying to be, how can I describe it, the Beyonce in the group. Everybody knows their position and how to play it, you know. Nobody,
and you know, and that's a
nothing like that.
Right, and that's a beautiful thing because when you really look at teams, there's most of the time there's always someone who stands out. But at the same time, you can't win without your Scottie Pippen. You know, you can't win without your Dwayne Wade. You know. And so when you have a team that's built like that and you guys have one goal, you know, that says a lot about, you know, what you can accomplish. And I love Ohio. I've been through a couple of the major cities in Ohio, and I've always had a great time while I was there. And so you were born in Ohio, huh?
Yes, sir.
So what was it
like
growing up in your area or in your neighborhood?
Well, growing up in Sandusky is very small, and everybody knows each other, either your family or, you know, close to it. So it was very close, but I was actually living with my grandmother until she got older. So when I was in sixth grade, I actually moved to Washington, D.C. with my sister. She was in the Air Force at this time. So I stayed there with her for a couple of years, and then I moved to Columbus with my mom, and I've been here ever since. So I've been over, you know, I've been around a little bit, but I just came back to Ohio. I guess it's because of my roots.
And even when you were younger, did you ever think or did people or did you see yourself interviewing people and things of that sort?
No, not at all. Honestly, I still have friends to reach out to me and be like, you know, I'm so proud of you and who you became, because if you know, if you just knew who I was back then, like in high school and middle school, I was not the person that I am today. I have changed a lot. You know, I was one of those kids that was fighting. I had different problems as far as, like, you know, because I was biracial. So, you know, I couldn't hang with the black kids because I wasn't, you know, black enough. But I couldn't hang with the white kids because I wasn't white enough, you know. So it was trying to find who I was. So that caused a lot of riffraff with other children. And, you know, I how can I say it? It didn't make it sound good. I was just, you know, I was just lashing out, I guess. That's what I can say. I mean, I don't know why I was doing it. I was just doing it. So, but now my whole life has changed. I don't, you know, I still hold my own. Don't get me wrong, but I'm really about trying to, you know, leave a legacy for my family. All that nonsense that I did when I was a kid, it does not even matter anymore. I'm just trying to live for my kids, you know, because I want my kids to know who I am. That's what I'm trying to do now. And that's the type of mindset that I have.
You know, it's always interesting when we interview our guests and, you know, they reveal these different things that shows that, you know, they're real. And I didn't know any of this part about you until, you just started talking about it. But would you say that some of those things that happened that you took that energy in and then you're converting it into something that's going to be successful?
Yeah, basically, that's how I look at it. That's exactly how I look at it. I want my kids to have the best life that I could possibly ever give to them. You know, because how I look at things now is when I leave, I want my kids to have, you know, a type of lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? I want them to know certain things. So when they leave, they can teach their kids, you know, and be a step above, you know. So So throughout our legacy, you know, somebody is going to become a billionaire because we just leaving too many nuggets, you know. So somebody
right.
has to learn. Somebody is going to benefit from this. That's how I look at things. It's not even about me. It's about my kids, and it's about just trying to provide. Because overall, this is what my dream is to be a media personality, you know, to have my own, you know, great radio show, radio station, for people to know me, you know, and to even come to my show just for great content, you know, for laughs or whatever the case may be, because, you know, Ricky Smiley is going to get old one day. The Breakfast Club is going to get old one day. And I don't want to be right there when they do, you know. So.
Yeah, just like I was watching Netflix the other night, and a funny thing that I like was that they were giving honor to the Def comedy show from way back in the day, and then just to see some of those stars back then when they were, you know, just beginning, and how that platform was created, and how, you know, some of those stars, you know, went on to become multimillionaires and, you know, start their own businesses. It's really good that, you know, you're putting things together like that now for yourself and your family, you know. And so tell me about when you first met that guy who had your eye. It was just like, I'm going to marry this man if he asks me, or tell me a little bit about that.
Oh, you talking about my husband?
I hope that's who I'm talking about. That's the one you married.
Yeah. Well, see, what had happened was.
What had happened?
Well, how I met him was crazy. I met him actually through an old job, and I just knew he was different. You met my husband. He's not the typical. I don't know. He's just not. When you think of a black man, you know, you think of. I don't know how to say it. Like, from where I came from, you would think I would be with, you know, somebody that's a thug and, you know, out on the street. You know, that's what people think my husband would be from my, you know, from my old ways, basically. But he is not that. He is after taxes. You know, he crunches numbers all the time. You know, he's a nerd, I guess you could say. But I love him because I just love it because, you know, when you can talk to somebody – in a mental capacity, like if they can touch your mind and your soul, it's so much deeper than just, I don't know. You know what I mean? How about this? When somebody can touch your mind and just, like, figure out how you're feeling and stuff like that, and you can have, like, intelligent conversations with them, and, you know, they're telling you how business works, how taxes work, things like that, and y'all can build from each other, it's so much better than just, I don't know, just sex, I guess.
And that's another show. But, you know, I can hear it in your voice, the love that you feel for him and the happiness, you know. And
absolutely.
And that's definitely a good thing to have someone who can at least tell you certain things about your business and ways to go and, you know, you could take their advice, even though, you know, ultimately it boils down to you.
Right.
And I just thought that was a beautiful thing. Now, what I want to also let our listeners know, those who are listening now and those who will be listening later, that she's going to release her contact information again. We normally do this, you know, 10, 15 minutes into the show. So please get that out so that anybody that's listening to the whole show, they can hear that, or anybody that tuned in later.
Instagram or Facebook, look me up at Quay Morgan Hill. That's Q-U-I-A Morgan, M-O-R-G-A-N, Hill, H-I-L-L. I'm also on SoundCloud, YouTube, but you can catch Jetsons Radio Columbus on Facebook. So if you actually become my friend on Facebook, you'll most likely see Jetsons Radio Columbus throughout my timeline. So
okay.
You'll see.
And
just
spell,
add
spell
me
that.
On Instagram, Facebook.
spell
you said Jetsons?
Yeah. How do you spell that? Because it's different from meet George Jetson, for, you know, those older people out there that know about who George Jetson is.
Well, hey, it's not too different. You know, it's just with a Z at the end. It's J-E-T-S-O-N-Z, Jetson's Radio Columbus. And
okay.
That's actually where
all
the
right.
name started from, because we are the future. That's crazy.
Oh,
that
my God. The Jetsons. I didn't get that. I didn't know where the name came from, but I kind of was just like, Jetsons, George Jetsons. But it was just spelled differently.
Yep.
Now, every now and then,
because
we do have listeners. I was going to say, we do have listeners sometimes that tune in. Sometimes they have questions. Sometimes they want to make a statement. For the listeners who have been with us before, they know to press the number 1 and the pound sign, and it'll raise their hand. Sometimes the listeners just listen to the show and they're going about their everyday lives. So I will come back to a couple of the listeners that are on the air listening now. So if you had a step-by-step process, like let's say 5 steps to give to someone to just basically begin living their passions or building a business, what would you tell them?
First off, you need to understand the person that you are, because being an entrepreneur is not for everyone. So if you feel like, you know, maybe you want to take this leap of faith, then, you know, you need to be honest with yourself and say, hey, am I really going, you know, am I just in it for the money? So you really need to have a deep conversation with yourself first. That's what I think you have to do first. Then secondly, when you decide to go into business, you have to figure out, you know, what you're going to do and what is your passion. Because you don't want to make this job feel like, you know, a job. You want to actually, you know, have a passion for it. So you need to figure that out. And then, I don't know, then the third part, I mean, after that, I mean, just go from there. Learn wherever you can grab some nuggets from. If that's, you know, business seminars, going back to school, whatever the case may be, do it in order to help your business. And then I know from what I've heard, it takes about, 10 years for your business to actually thrive?
I know, that's right. And then that definition of thrive, it's funny you said that, because we've been in business actually September 20th, marked 10 years for us here on Think Big Radio, doing this as more or less really a hobby. You know, it was just something a bunch of people decided that they loved to do, and we all came together, and just from that initial thing 10 years ago, we've still stuck it out. We've had shows every year, sometimes more shows than others. But it's good that you think that, you know what, I know this is going to take time, and as long as you chip away, you know, every day that you can get there, because you're 25 now, so you're looking at, okay, at 35, where do you want your show to be? And you have to actually plot out what steps and what people you need to meet in order to make that happen.
Right.
And one
actually,
of the things that,
you know, it's kind of like the same thing that you're doing, you know. Right now, I wouldn't say this is everybody's, you know, job, so to say. It's more like a hobby. Everybody still has a 9-to-5, you know, but we're, you know, we do this as a side hustle. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't really pay the bills yet, but it's going to get there eventually.
Right, especially if that's something that you work towards. I mean, I remember when I first started Think Big Radio, it was just really a program to interview people in different states, so that when I decided to build a different business there, it would be a warm market. And what happened with me is I found a business where I loved it. It was my passion. So almost 5 years, 4.5, 5 years, I just traveled the country because I was doing what I love. And I think that sometimes matters more than the income that you could receive.
One of the things I want to comment on was the very first thing that you said, because that by far is the most important thing that I think that anybody can choose when they get ready to decide the business is, one, know themselves. And tell us about how you went through that process to know yourself and what you wanted to do.
The process was being a stay-at-home mom. I was able to do that the first year when I had my son. So that really, I was doing network marketing at that time. Mm-hmm. And I really think I made some great connections. I met some great entrepreneurs. They gave me different nuggets, you know, to take throughout my business. Even not, because I don't do network marketing now, but I still apply those same nuggets that they gave me, you know, towards my business now. So I met a lot of different people. But really, I would say network marketing helped me to understand who I was and that, you know, a job is not where I want to be at. Because I still had that mindset, I know, I still had that mindset of, you know, still want to clock in. You know, I was a typical worker. Then I started to realize, you know, I was living paycheck to paycheck. And I was like, you know, I'm getting stressed out. There has to be more to life than just going to work and paying bills all the time. So then somebody introduced me to this concept of network marketing to make money on the side. I did it for a while. I was making, you know, some great extra income. So I realized, like, wow, if I can do this, you know, full time, this will be a great opportunity for me to actually spend time with my kids, my husband, you know, to actually do things that I want to do, give back to the community, to be a media personality. And, you know, that's what I've been, that's my why, actually. So I keep that in the back of my head at all times. And when I get discouraged, I always remind myself of why I got started. And that is why I got started, is to be with my family and create memories. Because that's what's going to leave a legacy, and that's what my kids are going to take when I'm not there, you know. And even if the money never comes, you know, at least they'll have the opportunity to say, you know, my mom was an entrepreneur, my mom did radio, my mom did this. They'll be proud of me. So that's what I do it for.
Mm-hmm. Wow, and that's beautiful, just even thinking about everybody wants to be proud of their children, but not many people think about you want your children to be proud of you. And if that is not a success tip for, I guess you're in Generation X or the millennials, whatever they call it, if that wasn't a success tip for, you
We're
know, people that are young and starting families, I don't know what is, because you have to also think your children need to be proud of you. You know, there's certain things that you shouldn't do on social media that when your kids get in grammar school or high school, you know, they can look back and say, is this your mama? Is this your daddy? You know, and I think that when you think about the future the way that you do, that, you know, of course your kids, they won't know right away, but just like you say, as time goes on and they see what you're doing and they're taking a part in the things that you're doing, they, you know, they will not only love you for, you know, sheltering them and all the different things that come with families, but they can also say that they're proud of you. And I think that's a very important point for our listeners to take in. Are your children proud of you, or are you working towards making them as proud as well? It's a two-way street.
Absolutely right. You got to lead by example. You got to lead by action. So that's what I try to do, definitely. Definitely try to do that for my kids. But, you know,
now,
how I'm looking at it too, as, you know, Bill Gates, his kids' kids, you know, will know who he is, you know. So I know
he'll have that picture over the mantle.
Right. So that's how I'm trying to be, you know. So I want my kids' kids to know who I am. left, you know, that legacy and all that money.
You're right. Now, before we start, wrapping the show up, I do want to give an opportunity to one of the remaining callers to either make a statement, if they have one, or ask a question. So what I'm going to do is the phone number starting with 704 and the next three is 615. That's 704-615. I'm going to invite you on the air if you have a question. You know, ask the question, you have a comment, make the comment, but just tell us your name and where you're from. So caller 704-615, you are on the air. Okay, every now and then we do have listeners who just want to, you know, actually listen. They may not have a question, they may be shy, they may not think that they have a great phone voice. So caller, you're off the air, but we do appreciate you for listening. Now, if you had a couple of parting words and anybody that you'd like to thank, this pretty much would be the time.
Well, first and foremost, I definitely got to give a shout out to God, my creator. So I want to thank him. Want to give a shout out to my family, the Jetsons family. I want to give a shout out to my husband and my kids. And I want to give a shout out to you. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I really appreciate it. It was fun. And maybe I can have you on my radio show.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. And we do thank you for coming on and sharing, you know, those nuggets of wisdom. Of course, you know, after the show, we'll talk and, you know, over the next couple of years, as long as we're here, because once you become on our radio show, thingbigradio.com, you become a part of our family of over 300 strong. So, you know, our resources are your resources are our resources. And this is Hill. We really appreciate your time. And until next time, continue to think big.
All right. Thank you.
You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.